Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm your host, Mary, and you're listening to the Positivity Podcast. So today I want to talk about navigating uncertainty and how to deal with life feeling unpredictable. Because I know that we all face uncertainty sometimes, and life itself is one big uncertainty, and the feeling of control most of the time is just an illusion, because if we think about it, everything is uncertain and we literally can't control everything 100%. But still, there are situations that come with a stronger feeling of uncertainty, and we all experience something like that from time to time. But if you are in a situation right now where you're facing one big uncertainty, then this is definitely for you. Because the past few weeks, I was really feeling like I was faced with a lot of uncertainty, and it really put a lot of pressure on me and made me nervous and made me feel out of control. Because I think it's normal that in our 20s, we just naturally face a lot of uncertainty. I mean, we also do in our 30s, 40s, 50s, and so on. But I feel like our 20s are a period of our lives where there's just naturally a lot of uncertainty. So for me, I just realized I really don't know how the near future will look like for me. I don't know if I will stay longer here in Bali, or if I will go back to my life in Munich, or if I won't ever go back, or what my career will look like. There's just a lot of uncertainty, and sometimes, as I already said, can just feel so overwhelming and you just want a feeling of control. But I'm really sorry to say that, but safety is an illusion. Because as I said, there's no such thing as being 100% in control of things. There's no thing as safety or certainty in our lives. Because nobody knows how our lives will unfold, not in the near future and not in the long run. And that may sound scary, but that's how life is. And if we accept that and we make peace with that, then we can let go of the fear of uncertainty. There's this saying, if everything is going wrong, be calm. If everything is going well, be calm. We waste so much of our energy overreacting to situations. If we feel that something is going wrong or something is going really well, we just tend to overreact so strongly. But literally the best thing we can do is to stay calm through every situation. Through the situations that feel very uncertain and through the situations where we feel very much in control, just stay calm. I know this is definitely easier said than done, because I think we all tend to just have feelings, which is a good thing, but we also just tend to overreact. And that just, as I said, wastes a lot of energy. And we only have a certain amount of energy, even though some days we feel like we have more and some days we feel we have less. But there's only so much energy we have, and we need to think about where we want to put it. So if we have those very strong reactions on things that are happening in our life and we start to overthink and experience those very strong feelings of fear or anger, sadness, happiness, excitement, no matter if those are positive or negative feelings, they just cost us a lot of energy. So we need to learn how to navigate our energy and try to remain in the state of calmness for as much as we can, because it just saves us so much energy that we can put in things that we actively choose. Anyway, so whether that uncertainty you are faced with right now is a career worry, a relationship doubt, or life just throwing you curveballs, let's just try to go through some things that can help us to embrace the unknown. So as humans, we are just hardwired to crave stability and predictability. When our plans that we made for ourselves in our heads don't go as expected, we just tend to panic, because we feel, or we have this false feeling of control in our lives. In our head, there's just this structure of a plan. Maybe it's not a complete layout of a plan. I don't have one for myself, but you just naturally, because we as human beings just tend to, yeah, we need that stability. And I can guarantee you that your brain is just trying to keep you safe by having a plan set up. So you probably have something on your mind for at least your near future. And since life is not predictable, sometimes our plans just don't go as expected. For myself, I've just been experiencing that a lot the past few months, but even weeks. Like, there's just a lot changing and I'm not sure where I want to be anymore. Since I came here to Bali, I really found out that probably Germany is not the country I want to spend my life in. And since that's the country I grew up at, it's really unknown for me where I will live and where I want to spend my life at. Same with my career path. I started my major because I thought I had a plan in my head, a field I want to work in and something I was working towards to, but that changed a lot in the past few months. And now I feel like, wow, my whole life plan is kind of messed up right now. And I feel a lot of uncertainty. And I feel like our brain wants to trick us into thinking that's not safe. And we need to be alarmed now. And we need to be in a fight or flight mode now. But I figured for myself, that's just not true. Because life is never certain. There is no actual safety, because even though if I would stick to my plan, it wouldn't give me more safety. My life wouldn't be more safe. So it's just my brain that's kind of in a panicking mode. But it's something that I can gain control of by reminding myself that only because my plan changed a lot, it doesn't mean that there's any kind of threat. Uncertainty just triggers our brain's fear center, the amygdala. That's the part of the brain where our emotions are generated. And it puts us in a constant state of fight or flight, as I said, and makes us believe that there's danger. And that's literally just your body wanting to help you. And you need to work against that because that's not actually helpful. And even though you feel like it's not just your amygdala that's telling you that there's danger, but also your conscious mind, because this uncertainty is actually a threat, then there's still no good in the response of panic and fear, because we can only manage situations when we're in a calm state. Or I mean, we can only manage situations well, or in the best way, if we are in a state of calmness. So it's okay to feel scared or frustrated when life feel like it's spinning out of control. And you're definitely not alone with that, because it's just, as I said, a natural biological response to, yeah, uncertainty, whatever kind of uncertainty that is. But uncertainty doesn't have to mean chaos. It can mean opportunity as well. And most of the time it does. It does mean opportunity, because uncertainty means that there is something happening and there is something changing and something new coming, something that is not known of right now. And that is so exciting as well. And you can see that as an opportunity. Most of the time when there was uncertainty, when there were new beginnings and new things I knew were coming, but yeah, they were just so uncertain and kind of scary, that was the time that led to the most growth and literally just the best things in my life. Uncertainty can be scary, but you can always see it as an opportunity as well. And in some situations that might be easier than in others, but since you can't change things, you can always change your mindset about them. And if you feel like this uncertainty is a very negative one, then still try to see it as an opportunity, because everything life gives us can be seen as an opportunity for growth, for development. And even though you can't see it now, just trust that at some point in the future, you will be able to see it as an opportunity. And now is the time where you can actually do something with it, and you can actually reframe your mindset about it and use that opportunity. I've listened to this really heartwarming podcast on the diary of a CEO, of a man who talks about happiness, and he lost his son. And he had a really, really close relationship with his son, and he felt like his son was the biggest blessing of this earth, because even though he was still very young, he gave him one of the most meaningful life lessons. And when he lost him, which is horrible, and of course he was in huge grief, but he made it an opportunity and he wrote a book that he thought included all the messages his son would want to see out there. And this is so beautiful. He made something so meaningful and such a huge opportunity out of something that is really, really bad. And that's not quite an uncertainty, but it just shows that you can make everything bad into something good. And that doesn't mean you should invalidate the feelings and the negativity that comes with it. You can allow yourself to feel fear and feel scared, feel sad, feel angry, or whatever you need to feel in those kind of situations. But remember that if you cannot change something, the only thing you can do is to change your mindset. There's no excuse. It's your choice if you want to be miserable or if you want to see something as an opportunity, see the positive in it. It's only your choice. So to come back to uncertainty, whatever it is you're facing right now, whatever it is you're scared of right now, see it as an exciting opportunity. Think of life as a river. You can either fight the current and exhaust yourself, or you can let it carry you downstream and trusting that you'll end up where you're meant to be, because that's the only thing that makes sense. Fighting against it will not change the situation. The current is just too strong to swim against it. And even if you are a very, very good swimmer and you're able to stay at one point for, I don't know, just a few seconds because, yeah, you're a very strong swimmer, then the current will still catch you, okay? Because life just flows like a river and you will only waste your energy if you're trying to fight against what's happening and what you cannot change. So some things that really help to navigate through those uncertain times and those feelings of uncertainty is to anchor yourself in the present. Uncertainty often lives in the future. So when you bring yourself back to the now with like deep breaths, meditation, or just reminding yourself of only having this moment right here will make it less scary. Because if you remind yourself that all you can do is your best right now and acknowledge that everything in the future is uncertain, but also the worst case scenario you have laid out for yourself for that uncertainty isn't a reality yet. This uncertainty will be the outcome of what you do right now. So all you can do is your best. Remember, that uncertainty is not a reality yet. It's in the future, and the future doesn't exist yet. All you have is now. And if that uncertainty isn't affecting you right now, all you can do is prepare for it. And how you should prepare for it is with a calm mindset, not stressing, don't be scared. All you have to do is live in this moment right now and do what you can do right now, and don't stress about the future, because the future is not a reality yet. It doesn't exist yet. So be present and remind yourself that the future is always uncertain. And even though it feels more uncertain right now, but it's actually an overreaction, because all we can do is go with the flow. Uncertainty often makes us feel like we're out of control and, yeah, we lost control about something that we might thought we had control over. So it might help to focus on what you can control right now. There's always something within reach that we can control. Whether it's your attitude, something that you can still do to change the outcome and change the situations in a way that you want them to, or just how you talk to yourself. There are always things that you can control. As I said, even though it's just your mindset, how you think about the situation, there's always something that you can control. And when you focus on that, it just makes you feel more calm, because your mind feels like, okay, we gained some of that control back because we try to control our mindset now, and we try to control the way we talk to ourselves right now, and we try to control the situations with taking small steps that could lead to more certainty. What can also help is to break the uncertainties down. Because those big uncertainties feel so overwhelming because they're too vague. They're too big for us. And if we break them into smaller, actionable steps, it might just help us to feel more in control again. If there's this one huge uncertainty, then it might help to write it down and write down small action steps that you can take to find clarity about it. Even if it's just visualizing the worst outcome that can happen out of this uncertainty and the best outcome that can happen. Because making peace with the worst case scenario can actually help you feel more in control, because you feel like, okay, I really don't want this worst case to happen, and it will also visualize the best case, so I won't be too much focused on the worst case scenario. But to make peace with the worst that can happen can help you to just feel more in control. Also, of course, just talking to someone, if that's a family member or a friend, just talking about your fear and about that uncertainty and how it makes you feel can just help to release some of the stress and the fear you're actually feeling about that situation. If you don't feel like talking, you can also journal about it, or I don't know, talk to yourself about it. That's totally fine, but you need to get it out of your system, because that will sometimes already be enough to make you feel better about it. It's just so important to get rid of that fear, because fear sometimes just holds us back from growing and developing. And fear is something that's supposed to keep us safe and protect us. So it's not a bad thing, but we need to be careful that fear is not stopping us from actually growing and evolving. So my advice is to do it scared, because sometimes big life changes, the best ones that will ever happen to us, will just make us feel so scared, because they just naturally involve a lot of uncertainty. But just do it scared. It's okay to be scared, but you still have to do it. I mean, of course, if you feel like something is just too big and the fear totally makes sense because it just signals you that this is not right, then okay. But most times the fear is not really rational. So ask yourself, do I want to do this? Do I want to achieve this? And is this fear just trying to help me, but it's actually holding me back? Or is this fear actually something rational that I should listen to? I'll tell you, in most cases, it's not. So be honest with yourself. And then if it's not something that is like a huge warning that you should actually not do this, then do it scared. Most of the time, it's the moments of discomfort that we grow the most. So see that uncertainty as an opportunity. As I said before, it's just so important to realize that the huge things oftentimes evolve out of a lot of discomfort, which is sad, but you will just live your best life if you embrace the discomfort and you embrace uncertainty, because it's just part of growth. I saw this reel a few days ago where this woman said that, do you remember in your childhood when you came to your parents because you had those weird pains in your arms or your legs or your feet, and your parents told you, don't worry, it's normal, you're just growing. So growing involves pain. No pain, no growth. And that's just how life works. So it's okay to be scared. It's okay to be in discomfort, but just take one step at a time and it will lead you to something good. Just remember, uncertainty is a natural part of life. You are not alone with it, and it's not here to defeat you, but to shape you. It's an opportunity for growth. So the next time you're faced with unpredictability and uncertainty, remember that you are strong, you're adaptable, and you're capable of navigating through anything, okay? You're not alone with that. It's just part of life. And I know it seems scary right now, but we're in this together, okay? Life is one big uncertainty. Sometimes it feels more overwhelming than other times, but we all experience it in our lives, and just make the best of it. Shift your mind and remember, it's your choice if you want to see it as something scary that you want to resist against, or as an opportunity that life throws your way, and just let the current take you to a better place. It's your choice. So choose wisely. And I hope this episode could inspire you a bit, could give you some courage for whatever uncertainty you're facing right now. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys. And don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating if you haven't already. That would really help me grow the podcast. Also, feel free to check out my socials or share this episode with friends and family so that I can grow my podcast a bit further. Yeah, well, I already said it. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next week, guys. Bye.